Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Welcome, everybody. It is a new week of broadcast here on Political Coffee. Great to have you with us. Hope that you can hang with us for the hour. Yes, we're only 1 hour now. Unless you want us to go to 2 hours. Now, how would we do that? Are you going through withdrawal already? You know how we could do that? We could start at 5. Would any of you really get up and listen to me at 5 a.m.? Really? No, actually, I got an email from Anne-Marie about that, and we'll get into that. But I want to wax serious here for a moment. How would you feel if your husband was arrested, not for committing any violence, but for going to the January 6th Washington, D.C. rally, and for literally trying to support the police officers there during the Capitol siege? The insurrection, the riot, literally. And then you lose your job as a wife. The government comes in and freezes, locks down your bank accounts. You have no money. Got to hire a lawyer. How would you feel? That's precisely what's happened to a retired Army sergeant who's 100% disabled. This is not good, folks. I'm going to read you this letter. It is a letter from this wife of retired Army Sergeant Kenneth Harrelson about what's happened here, and then a couple of other things, one of them being a proposed constitutional amendment here in Oregon that would, it would change the quorum requirements. It would stop Republicans from being able to use the only tactic that actually works, a tactic that Democrats have used, that they loved at that time, when they used it against me when I was serving in the House of Representatives. It is scheduled, Senate Joint Resolution 4 is scheduled in the Senate Rules Committee this coming Thursday at 1 p.m. We need to flood that committee hearing with requests to speak. We need to comment. There is, by the way, I think today is the last day. Today or tomorrow, I'll have to find it. Maybe one of you know out in the audience, is the last day to comment on Oregon OSHA making it a permanent rule you got to wear a mask inside a business no matter what.
What?
Yeah, folks. By the way, it's also kind of, did you get any of your stimulus money over the weekend in your bank account? I didn't see it yesterday. There's an interesting story, and this is actually from the Oregonian. Why do Oregon lawmakers alone in the nation use walkouts as a repeated tactic? Because they work. The story begins by Hillary Baroud. Walkouts are rare in American legislatures. Only Wisconsin, Indiana, and Texas had walkouts significant enough to receive news coverage in the past two decades. Oregon Republicans used the tactic every year since 2019. That's how the story starts. I'm surprised that the fish wrapper didn't put in the headline, why do Oregon Republican lawmakers alone in the nation use walkouts? Well, at least the fish wrapper is marginally honest in that they're saying Oregon lawmakers, because they know that Democrats have used it three times in Oregon. At any rate, all of those things are going on now. From the Gateway Pundit, retired Army Sergeant Kenneth Harrelson was arrested on January 6th, arrested for the January 6th protests. So his wife, Angel, sent a letter to the Gateway Pundit. I'm going to read you this letter, and I want you to listen. My name is Angel. I am the wife of retired Army Sergeant Kenneth Harrelson, a 100% disabled veteran who traveled to Washington, D.C. on January 5th and 6th to protect Trump supporters from violent Antifa. We have a 17-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. My husband was arrested Wednesday, March 10th, 2021, and my family is greatly in need of help. The FBI, city police, and sheriff's office came to our home, executed a search warrant. My husband was on a ladder cleaning the gutters at the time, and I was inside working virtually at my job. The agents and officers approached with their guns pointed at my husband. He was unarmed and in fear for his life. They arrested him without incident and then came to the door with my husband in handcuffs. I was on the phone with a customer at the time. I immediately hung up and then notified my boss I needed to be excused from work for the day due to my family emergency. The agents informed me they were going to search the house and said that I would need to remain outside for the duration of their search. I requested a copy of the search warrant, but I was refused. There's the first violation right there. They proceeded to escort me outside of my home. I was upset that my things were going to be tossed around and everywhere and that they would make a huge mess. They even tried to search through my photo album of my recently deceased mother's photos. Till I begged them not to do so. I decided to video record them while they conducted their search, and I let them know that I was recording. They started questioning Kenneth, but he requested a lawyer, so the questioning ended, and they transported him to the county jail. I stayed at home to await the arrival of our children from school. After they completed their search, they gathered their evidence, which included absurd things like our sons' airsoft flashbangs and airsoft grenades that he uses to play airsoft with his junior ROTC school friends. They also took a tourniquet that we keep on hand along with other first aid supplies. I was formally trained as an EMT and a certified nursing assistant. Therefore, I keep this kind of supplies on hand at all times. They also took my personal iPad. All of these things were at home while Kenneth was in Washington, D.C. and have nothing to do with his trip there. I immediately began searching for a lawyer. The fee just to retain a local lawyer is $2,500, and it will cost $100,000 if Kenneth is indicted on felony charges. My family does not have that kind of money. I was not able to access Kenneth's VA disability funds because my name was not listed on his account, and it has now been locked down. I scraped up just enough money to pay the initial attorney retainer fee, this month's bills, and enough groceries to get us through the next couple of weeks. I was let go from my job because of this. I am at a total loss what to do to get next month's bills paid and to put food on the table for our kids and me. Included in the affidavit was mention of go-to meetings that Kenneth participated in. The discussion that took place on those calls was about things that members could do to protect people from harm, especially from violent Antifa. There was no conspiracy to harm anyone, only to protect people. The Oath Keepers, he's a member of the Oath Keepers, have spent the last few months discussing ways to keep their communities informed about the violent activities of Black Lives Matter and Antifa groups, and also prepared to defend their neighborhoods and homes from invasion by those often violent extremists. The Oath Keepers are made up of a diverse group of people, a variety of skin color and races. They all have a common goal of defending the United States Constitution. Included in their mission is protecting and serving the community. They've spent countless volunteer hours helping with natural disasters cleanup, getting food and supplies to the people in need. They They also protect people at rallies. And this was why my husband traveled to Washington, D.C. The Oath Keepers are not terrorists. I pray the truth will eventually come, will eventually set them all free. I hope that people will come forward and let everyone know that they were in D.C. on the 5th and 6th to show support for President Trump and to provide security for the guest speakers in the Save America rally, as well as protecting people in the audience. After the speeches wrapped up, they helped escort members of the Stop the Steal group, including senior citizens, down to the Capitol, where there was supposed to be another scheduled speaking event outside the building. They had absolutely no advance knowledge that anyone was going to enter the Capitol building. They first learned of it when they saw it with their own eyes. They proceeded towards the building, get this, to offer assistance to police officers and to those who are being pepper sprayed and at risk of being trampled by the crowd. I have been suffering emotionally and physically over this whole situation. The horrible things that are being said about my husband and other Oath Keepers is devastating and heartbreaking. One of the worst lies being spread about them is that they are somehow white supremacists. This is insulting and ridiculous. I'm Cajun, and therefore my ancestors, our family members, are well as Black and American Indian. I have nieces and nephews who are mixed races, and I am partial Native American. I know the national vice president of the Oath Keepers is a Black cop from Montana, and their team leader in D.C. was a Black Army combat veteran and a former cop. Calling them racist is a disgraceful insult to me, my family, and all the Oath Keepers. The Oath Keepers are a bunch of good people and true patriots who are passionate about their love for this country. I am in total disbelief that my father, or my husband, the father of my kids, who's an honorable retired U.S. Army veteran, is currently sitting in jail. My husband is a wonderful man, as are the other Oath Keepers who have been arrested and charged with these ridiculous charges. I demand for their release and believe that the focus should be shifted to the actual criminals, such as those that are burning down cities and murdering people. I am not affiliated with any political party because of situations like this. And it'll feel like I can always trust the government to do the right thing, such as protect the good citizens and punish the ones who deserve to be punished. I don't wish this situation on anyone, not even my worst enemy. I can't eat, I'm sleeping, she goes on to describe. We may lose our home and our vehicle. My children are going without their basic needs. My husband's sitting in jail as the U.S. Marshals have a hold on him, and he could be extradited to Washington, D.C. after his hearing today, on Monday. She ends it saying, my husband is a kind man. So I'm trying to raise funds to pay for legal fees, bills, and groceries. My husband is a kind man who will give the shirt off his back to anyone in need, no matter their race, color, or anything. He often helps people without ever accepting payment, because helping others is his reward. Anyone and everyone who knows him knows he's not a terrorist, just an American, genuine American patriot. The truth will prevail. Angel Harrelson. I'm going to link to this, and I'm going to ask you to join me in donating to this gal. This is an insult, and every American ought to be afraid. This is government run amok. This is going to create a tremendous backlash, as it should. Back in a moment, what do you think of this? How would you feel? 6 points. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the 6 o'clock hour. This is our only hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. News. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our great sponsors. As you know, they can make your life better. Why? Well, by making the furnace or the heat pump work the right way, number one. But secondly, it really can keep your home clean, free of bacteria, with them there virus things floating around. So you don't have to walk around your house in a hazmat suit. Anyway, sorry, folks. They have great UV light and air filtration systems that literally kill the bacteria. Why don't you check them out? They're a great company, great believers in liberty and freedom. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Anne Marie sends me an email at like 20 minutes till the start of the show and says, withdrawal. Consider this a loyalty rant. Factor in that I've still not had the comfort of my first sip of coffee, and it's an hour earlier than it should be. Add to that point, I'm just not happy we only get 1 hour of political coffee. Will we still get your opening monologue? Yes, I just gave it to you. I know. You've tried to prepare us and give us logical benefits. All of that is just not enough this morning. Thought we had until June 1st when harvest starts. Gladly, we'll accommodate for our only fifth-generation farmer. Chuckling out loud. Did I miss something? What happened to the polling of your listeners? This is my sort of peaceful protest. Help me out here. Art, Ron, Freddie, Tim, Kathy, I'm already in withdrawal, and it's 20 minutes until the show starts. So I wrote her back, and I said, ouch, that hurts. Well, could we start at 5 a.m. then? She goes, yeah, that works for me. Start at 5. Well, then Tom writes in. And he says, I clock in at 4. Why not do 3 hours? I'm here for you. You got to be kidding me. So I write him back. And really, 4 o'clock, really? He says, at that hour, they may have a little UFO talk. And then I just got a text message from an unnamed state employee. Would this be a Chris Ann Hall person that could be represented? Yeah, there ought to be. There ought to be some representation here, and it ought to be done by an organization that really cares about liberty. I got a text message from Curtis Grubbs, former mayor of Willamina, and said, yeah, I'd be up at 5 a.m. to listen to you. I still think that you could give Lars a run for airtime, laugh out loud. Your walk does the talking, and you keep things local, and that's how they affect the valley, and your presence at the local activity is much appreciated. Thanks, Curtis. Appreciate it. It was great seeing him the other night also. So a couple of things that are important here. Our very liberties are, in fact, under assault. There are some interesting things going on out there, and this story is front page on the Liberty Daily. There's another story about the U.S. military has gone after Tucker Carlson because he exposed the maternity suits that Joe Biden is pitching. And the military is defending the idea that we're going to send pregnant women into combat. Well, Tucker Carlson not only made light of it, but mocked it, as he should, as we all should. It's insane. And Joe Biden's Department of Defense immediately starts attacking him, including a Marine Corps senior enlisted man. And he backed off of that. And so Tucker Carlson tells the Pentagon they're treating him like he's the enemy. Sounds like a pretty good deal. Senator Ted Cruz says, I think I'm going to have a meeting with the USMC commandant over political attacks on Tucker Carlson. So now the U.S. Army, all of the DOD, is attacking a television talk show host. Really? We're way out of whack, folks, and we better fix it. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. So are we surprised that federal government might try to railroad somebody to push their agenda? You said his hearing is today, Jeff? And of course, that would be in federal court. Number one question, I'd sure as heck like to find out who Angel works for, and boycott that dang company for firing her. I think that's kind of inappropriate, don't you, my friend?
Very much so. Very much so.
And so, you know, if you could get us that information, I would be glad to know, because I sure as heck, if I had a family emergency, I sure wouldn't want my job. In fact, Jeff, let's find out who it was and definitely treat them inappropriately like they're treating this poor lady who had a family crisis, no fault of her own. That's just unreasonable. And so I definitely want to be kept informed if they are going to extradite him. But I do think them not supplying her with the search warrant before they went in there is
grounds to have the whole thing just dismissed.
It's unconstitutional. I mean, you got to have a search warrant. And when you have a search warrant, then, of course, we're obligated to let them in. And quite frankly, I don't think just because this guy was in Washington, D.C. is probable cause for them to go in and ransack their house. Anyways, Jeff, let us know that information because we need to protect our own, including Angel, from being railroaded.
Well said. I'll try to find it, Art. Thank you.
Great day, Jeff.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. So what do you think? What do you think ought to happen here? What do you do when government is run amok in persecuting people? That's exactly what's happening here. I will try to find that information about who the employer was. I will say this. There are 3,100 comments on this story that was put out late yesterday afternoon. And one of them said, "We need an army of patriotic, conservative, pit bull lawyers to take the cases pro bono of every one of these innocent patriots and bury the U.S. government in lawsuits. Civil, punitive suits in the millions for the violations of rights against these citizens. Next, we need GoFundMe accounts for every person and family like this to pay their bills so they can stop worrying about money before the government settles with them for millions. It's called the Constitution. Joe Biden has destroyed much of it in his first 2 months, but not the Constitution yet." 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. We're at 1 hour today, so this is the last half hour of the show as we begin here. Emails, of course, to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Before we go to Rich, I want to want to just remind you that if you have aches and pains in your body, one of the best things that can help you, that helps me, is CBD. And I only buy my CBD from a Salem-based company that I know who they are. They're honest, and they only use Oregon-grown CBD, which happens to be grown under the strictest rules in the entire United States. And I know that because, as you know, I grew hemp for CBD. I don't grow it anymore, but I did for 2 years. That means you're getting the highest quality product there is. And this stuff works, folks. And if you go to their website, you can look at all of their great products, including some newer products that I'll share with you about. But it's all on their website, and it's pro-bioscience.com. That is pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online, use that discount code, the word change, during the month of March, because it's the change of seasons. The word change, and you get 15% off. Plus, they have a great loyalty program, rewards program. Check them out, pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to the phones to Rich. Rich, good morning. What do you say today?
Morning. Two things. It's despicable that these so-called agents of law were violating so many rules, supposedly, just to do the bidding of the anti-American government as we have it now. The whole government is now anti-American. Also, the U.S. Army is going to nix their gender-neutral fitness test because the women aren't passing it. So what does that mean in combat?
Well, apparently, it'll be okay because, you know, the military is going after Tucker Carlson of the absurdity of Joe Biden saying, hey, we need military flight suits now, because we're going to put pregnant women in combat, flying combat missions.
Well, they're again, the G-forces are going to eliminate the pregnancy rather quickly.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is that this tells you just how bad his group of cabinet, what do you want to call them? I'm not too sure how to the adjective is. It tells you just what kind of a low-life cabinet he has to be going after Tucker Carlson or anyone else and pushing these crazy agendas that are all designed to break down the U.S.
It is. It is. Well, this is exactly what Barack Obama did.
Yep.
And it is. It's flooding the zone with so many things that it leaves the rest of us dispirited. It leaves our heads spinning. And it leaves us only able to attack the worst of them. And everything else gets to just kind of happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because anyway, there's so much they're trying to do. It's just wrong. And
it's despicable. You're telling me that I'm supposed to look up to a law enforcement officer to have the gall to go in and do this with no probable cause, that say, just because you went to Washington, D.C., we're going to jail your ass?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Just because you went there, and just because you're a part of an organization, just because you participated in communications. I mean, you wonder why there are these communications tools now that have been stood up, like Telegram and others, that are supposedly encrypted. Well, you know, if the government wants it, they can get into it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even
they don't let any encryption out there they can't get into.
That's right. No, I think you're right. I think they demand back doors into all of them.
As we've talked before, I know that for a fact. So anyway, that's all I had.
You're right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Let's go on to Julie, who's up next. Julie, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Well, I nearly fainted when I heard the thing about the flight suits for pregnant women. I worry about stupid things like that. It's just as a gentleman before me said, there is the issue of the G-forces, but there's also the issue of cancer. Many of the fighter pilots who have flown like during the Desert Storm are suffering from forms of cancer, and it's probably directly due to the idea that the some of these fighter pilot planes. Boy, I sound like a moron, don't I? I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet. I mean, it's dark out.
Oh, so you don't want me to start time. To go at 5 a.m. now, huh?
Well, there's cancer because these planes do carry atomic weapons.
Yeah, but they're not.
A lot of complaints.
They weren't carrying atomic weapons over in Desert Storm. But what you're really referring to more than anything is not just the pilots, but every combat soldier who went in Desert Storm was injected with a cocktail of drugs, supposedly to keep them from getting all the biological weapons and things that they thought Saddam had. And this is Desert Storm. This isn't the other war that we went into in 2003. And there have been a lot of lawsuits now and many out-of-court settlements against the government because of this cocktail of vaccination. And pilots were given them too. Everybody who went over there was given them. In fact, a whole bunch of Oregon National Guardsmen were exposed to not only that, but also to dangerous chemicals being released from a military site that had been hit that was burning. And who knows what was there, but they became very, very sick. And this is all, this all sort of, Julie, I gotta tell you that this sort of relates back to what we're hearing about all of these vaccines that people are putting their bodies right now. For instance, I'm looking, Julie, at this headline. Leaked Pfizer documents reveal only 55% of some of the COVID vaccine samples had RNA intact prior to the European approval, exposing huge quality control issues. Is there any wonder that people are worried about these things?
Oh, no, I understand people's worry, and I certainly share it. I have some, like I had mentioned before, I had some compelling reasons as to why I took the vaccine. And
which one
I haven't had any side effects.
Right?
Now, I'm at the age where, you know, if I keel over, it could be for any reason, you know, like age.
Okay.
And as far as Tucker Carlson is concerned, he uses the absurd he uses satire to make points. And clearly no one has a sense of humor anymore.
Yeah, he's very, that was the thing.
He's
so
very skilled
about
at it. The reason I like to watch his opening statements.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's intellectual, but yet he just says it like it is. And that was the thing about Rush, right? I mean, Rush always used to illustrate absurdity by being absurd and making fun and mocking people. And nobody could handle it on the left. And the same is true today. And I think that's going to get worse, don't you?
Oh, I do too. The left has some. We don't have very good comics anymore because there's such a limited number of topics that they can use without offending some thin-skinned snowflake who should have melted in the warm weather over the weekend. But
yeah, Julie, thanks for your call. I appreciate
sure.
it. Have a marvelous day.
You too.
Speaking of Tucker Carlson, there's a story here about the Delta Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel has a message for the Space Command Marine who went after Tucker Carlson. Delta Forces Commander Jeff Teagues said Tucker Carlson is not in his position of influence and leadership because he's an expert on women in the military. Tucker's an expert on recognizing politics and wokeness as it rides roughshod over practical truths. Amen. Back in a moment. One more segment to go. We're at 1 hour now, folks.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. Last segment for today. I want to also remind you that if you're looking for a contractor that you can actually trust and that actually does really great work and takes care of you as a customer, you should check out Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Look at their website, righteousrenovations.com. Look at all the great work they've done for other people. And frankly, the very satisfied customer comments. Righteousrenovations.com. Also want to thank, mention to you, by the way, that Pro Bioscience products are also available at the Tobacco Pouch in West Salem on Edgewater. The Tobacco Pouch. Those of you who know what that is, the Tobacco Pouch, West Salem in Edgewater. So, friends, we have a choice and a challenge in this great nation to push back against what we see happening. And what we see happening right now is we see this assault on our liberties. You know, Julie mentioned, you know, Tucker Carlson using, you know, his sarcasm and his wit. And it works. It makes a powerful point. It really does. And it's an important thing. Rosalie writes me an email about the letter I read you in the first segment of the show about Angel. She said, I stood here in shock when you read the letter from Angel. I woke up this morning about 5 with the abuses of the FBI on my mind and all the arrests they've made of MAGA citizens from January 6th. After I heard yesterday they were looking to arrest 100 more, the FBI is totally out of control. I had planned to write a letter to Jim Jordan and a few others to complain about the actions of the rogue FBI. The more videos of the day that I see, the police officers stood down even when the Patriots were yelling for them to do something. They were motioning the people to go into the Capitol. The police were. And the police in the narrow hallway going into the Capitol made no effort to stop them while others were standing around on the outside playing with their phone. These men and women are sitting in jail with no bail holds while Antifa and BLM run rampant and try to set fire to federal buildings with people in them. Rand Paul is laying the blame for the Capitol incident at the feet of Nancy Pelosi as she turned down the National Guard offer from the president. Our government is out of control with a fake president that has no idea where he is and goes home to Wilmington at night. So there you go. The FBI is out of control. The government's out of control. It's the deep state coming after us with a vengeance. And you know why they're doing it? To send a message. We will never, ever vote in a president who goes after the deep state, who challenges the authority of the elite few who apparently run the country, who look out after each other, who cover for each other. They're sending a message by what they're doing. I mean, they went after Jo Ray Perkins, folks. Came to her home in Albany and interviewed her. Tried to accuse her. Tried to trap her in their conversation. she's a smart lady. She wouldn't let him do it. She also recorded it. Yeah. Folks, we're either going to stand up now or we're going to let them run over us. Which are you going to do? I'm serious. We're on the edge in this country. And I'm going to tell you this. They're only going to be able to push us so far. Because there's just a lot of people in this country that have been awakened. No, not the woke left. These are normal citizens who all of a sudden are starting to hear these things, like Rosalie, standing here in shock as I read this letter from this wife of this woman veteran, or this wife of this sergeant, Army sergeant, veteran. They're waking up. And a lot of this is, I got to tell you, Friday night we had a dinner at the River Church that hosted Chris Ann Hall, as you guys know. And there were quite a few businesses there, businesses that are trying to figure out how to operate in this time of COVID, unconstitutional lockdowns and rules and regulations and OSHA coming after us. And there was a lady there from Salem who has a clothing store. And she does not believe in wearing masks and does not have any of her employees wear masks. And she has suffered because she will have, and she's told this whole group, and there was, you know, maybe 40 businesses represented there. And she told all of us, she said, I have literally lost business because word has gone around. People walk into my store wearing a mask and they want to know why we're not wearing masks as employees. And I tell them, and they turn around and leave, and they say they're not going to do business with us if because we're endangering people. And I can tell you from the polling that I've done politically, a huge segment of our society have bought that lie. And we need to come together. And what was evident in this meeting is that there is an energy to come together and stand for each other as a community against this unconstitutional activity. And we're going to have to all participate, folks. I will do my best to find out about who this company was that fired this lady who wrote this letter, Angel Harrelson. I'll try to find it. I'll have to probably contact Gateway Pundit to see if they can find out. But I will have a link to this story on the show plan. I have it up on my Facebook page shortly so that you can join me in making a contribution. This is just wrong. It's just wrong. And by the way, the Liberty First classes, thanks, Walt, for sending me this email. It's just reminding me that the Liberty First classes begin at the River Church Wednesday, March 24th at 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 24th. Go to theriverNW.com and you can register to be a part. These are free classes put on by Chris Ann Hall for Liberty First University. These are free classes about the Constitution and what your rights are. TheRiverNW.com. Thanks for joining us today, friends. Stacey Enns, Tuesday. Brian Keel meets up next live. We'll see you tomorrow, friends. Be blessed.